We spoke yesterday about the preferred time to light Ner Chanukah. The question is, how early can a person light in case of necessity? How early can a person light? The question then is, how late can a person light? So how early can a person light? So the law is that a person can light, if necessary, a person can light already from the time known as Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha is if you take the day, you divide it, the day, let's just say the daytime, from sunrise to sunset, you divide it into 12 sections. So each of those hours, each of those sections is known as a Shazmani, an hour based on calculations of the time of the day. If you take one and a quarter of those hours, and you subtract that from sunset, so sunset is going to be, let's say, the first day of Chanukah will be 4:51. Sunrise is about 7:20. Is about 7:20. So the day is fairly short. It's some of the shortest days of the year. So it's about 9 hours of time. It's a little bit over. About nine and a half hours of time is the whole daytime. So you divide 9.5 by 12, and you take an hour and a quarter of that, and that is the earliest time that a person can, before sun, and you subtract that from sunset, that's the earliest time a person can light. We actually use this time on Erev Shabbos. A person lights Erev Shabbos, we don't light Derbein HaShmoshes. You can't light, it's possibly Shabbos. You can't light during that time. So you must light earlier. The earliest a person can light is the time of Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha, when Shkia is about 4:50, Plaga Mincha will be about 3:50. So about an hour beforehand. So an hour beforehand, before that time, a person cannot light. A person's traveling, he has to go out of town, he's not going to be home, and he won't be back until the following morning or very, very late at night, and possibly, so that's a question, which one's preferred, do very late at night or do Plaga Mincha? So that situation, a person would like Ner Chanukah from Plaga Mincha. How late can a person go to light? So we pointed out the preferred time is to light during this time, shortly after sunset, right around the time when it's starting to get very dark. The Shulchan Aruch says a person did not light at that point in time. He can light later. We mentioned that the Ramah said yesterday that nowadays the main focus of our lighting is for people inside, not for the streets. We light by the window to get that advantage as well. But the main purpose of the lighting is for the people inside. And since that's true, so it's preferred to light earlier, says, but really, halakhically, you can light too much later. So how late? Well, as long as members of the house are awake and there's people there who will see it, so there's no question that a person can light with a bracha, and that's not a question. The question that comes up is a person is living by himself, he has no other people around, or a person is, it's very late at night, it's chatzos already, after chatzos, people are sleeping. What should he do? He wants to light, but you're lighting the people inside, everybody's asleep, you're supposed to publicize the nays, nobody's going to see it, what should you do? So the Mishmar comes out that after chatzos, a person should not light unless he has other people, he should not light with a bracha unless there's other people which are awake who could see. And preferably, he should. If he knows that the members of his household do not mind, he should actually wake them up to be able to see the locus nearest. A person comes back very late; he has not lit the nearest yet. So he would do so by awakening members of his household. According to this thought process, I mean, a person is living by himself. A person would not light with a bracha. The Tabin Moshe has great difficulty with this understanding. That a person who's living by himself does not do the mitzvah. It does not seem to make sense. So he says that he disagrees with the opinion of the Magen Avraham. And he says that even a person has nobody else to witness his lighting, a person will light with a bracha until Alos HaShachar, until the next morning. Until dawn, it starts getting light. A person can light with a bracha even when he's all by himself. Rav Moshe in the Igros Moshe, Paskins like this Cheben Moshe, that a person can light by himself. He does not, if he can awaken somebody, he should. But it's not necessary. He can light even though it's late at night and nobody is around. He can still light with the bracha. And Rav Ozer points out that this is the minhag ha'olam, so be samech on this shita. Have a good morning.